You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to Monday. Monday all day long. I hope your weekend was relaxing. I'll be honest with you, there's a touch of fall in the air today. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
It's a touch of fall, and I'm loving it. The birds are eating some worms. It is nice outside.
Birds are eating some worms. That's a mark of a good day
It's a good day.
Good. Did y'all have a good one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, good enough.
Good enough.
Hey.
Hey. But now we're back here.
It was not the weekend I would say was restful.
Oh, okay.
But it had a good outcome.
Then there you go. And now you get to start your week off with some ruffians, and it makes everything better.
Thank you so much. You are indeed correct. Well, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. So I have told you guys that there are indeed conservatives in California. There are. There really are. I know one or three. Melissa Melendez, who's a former California state senator, she and I met at a Club for Growth conference, which is a gathering of conservatives. And she is now the president of what's called the Golden State Policy Council, which is a lot like the Alabama Policy Institute you always hear me talk about. Anyway, she's going to be on at 3 o'clock because there's some things happening in California. I mean, I used to live in California when I was young, and part of my moves around the world, I lived in California for a period of time, very turbulent time in my life, just to be honest. But I can't imagine now. I mean, I just feel like California is about to break off and fall into the sea, but anyway, we're going to hear from Melissa Melendez. She's tracking this thing from inside the pit, if you know what I'm saying. And she knows the ins and outs because she served in the state Senate there for 10 years. So we'll talk to former state senator Melissa Melendez, now president of the Golden State Policy Council, at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff. Hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, parental rights. Parental rights. I mean, where are we in the world of parental rights? And what does it take to terminate parental rights? And why am I asking? Because parental rights is the debate du jour right now. I mean, we've got people on the left determined to say that you have fewer parental rights than you used to because they merely say so. And we got people on the right saying, don't you touch my child. So, yeah, we're going to talk about this from both a legal and a social cultural standpoint, parental rights, and that'll tie into our conversation with Melissa Melendez. Number two, big bad government. What happens when government gets too big and it's also bad? Usually things you don't want to have happen, like government invading the free market sphere and deciding to compete with the modern businesses and government deciding they know better for what's best for your child and your life than you do, and just, you know, on and on and on. Yeah, big bad government. We'll talk about some examples of things that are happening right now. Stay tuned for that one, number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I'm calling it word benders. I've said it before. There was a line in a song by singer-songwriter John Mayer. He said, when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. Well, that's what we are consistently seeing right now. Don't call it the Inflation Reduction Act when inflation keeps going up. I mean, give us a break. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that where you have to look at it and go, oh, that's more than just spin. That's called word bending. So, we'll talk about that as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me move into my comments here for a Monday. Let me just remind you guys, too, that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all over North Alabama in places like Gadsden and Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week, owned by people that I know personally and think the world of. Southern Immediate Care, check them out. If you need medical attention, they are there for you 7 days a week. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Well, Southern Immediate Care is indeed the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. All right. You know, I'm going to try and reserve my references to movies to like that once a year now thing we're going to do where I'm doing like movie week. But I got to tell you, you hear me talking about Kakistocracy. Let me add one more for you. Idiocracy. I have a hard time sitting through what I call idiot movies, the kind that are just so silly they go beyond slapstick, things like Austin Powers and Dumb and Dumber and Waterboy. I mean, they have their place, and they have some funny moments, but I can only take them in small doses. It's just not my style. But there's another movie that came out 15 or so years ago that was like that, but it was also kind of interesting. So the movie was called Idiocracy, and the premise of it was that an extremely average guy agreed to take part in a government, they called it a hibernation project. And he was frozen, and then he was promptly forgotten, and he woke up 500 years later. And he found that while he had been asleep, the United States of the future had become something that was just wallowing in commercialism, with corporations actually owning parts of the government. And the people had become incredibly stupid over time since technology just took care of them. And they required no serious thought or education. Everything was simple, and so were the people. And they just consumed pop culture fads, and they consumed via immediate gratification, and they literally chose to be anti-intellectual. Well, at one point, this average guy from the past is determined to be the smartest guy in the future, simply because he realized that the crops were all failing because they were being watered with a sports drink instead of water. I mean, why would you do something like that? Well, in the storyline, it was because the sports drink corporation actually owned the FDA and the USDA. So it had the laws changed to mandate that their product had to be bought and used in bulk. Cool, although it did nothing for the economy. But it did make the sports company drink company rich. And the movie, like I said, was called Idiocracy, and yes, it was. But that whole sports drink scenario, that was just for a silly movie, right? I mean, they would never force a product's use on us like that and have a detrimental effect on our economy, would they? I mean, after all, this is a free market society, right? Capitalism thrives with competition. The government's not in the business of making and selling products, or is it? So in an idiocracy, anything can happen. And like I said, you've also heard me use the word kakistocracy on this show. And a kakistocracy is a real word we define as, quote, a government run by the least competent of its citizens. So yeah, what happens when you have an idiocracy run by a kakistocracy? Well, that's for the movies, or is it? So consider the electric vehicle mandates that we're under right now. It's the wave of the future. EVs going to counter the existential threat of global warming, or is it global cooling? No, it's acid rain. Wait, now it's climate change. That's right, it's climate change. Yeah, that's what they do. Define the problem and then mandate the solution. And as a part of that mandate is the forced governmental action that is playing out about as well as an idiocracy that tries to water its crops with a sugary sports drink. EVs are becoming the sports drink that waters the crops. So the Biden administration has now set a goal of having the majority of all cars and trucks sold in the United States to be electric by the year 2032. When is that? Oh, that's 9 years from now. They call EVs the savior of the climate. In just 9 years, they intend to reshape one of the largest market forces in the entire U.S. economy. It takes a load of idiocracy to imagine that auto manufacturers are just going to turn on a dime and embrace the full retooling of all their plants, their distribution systems, their logistics, their manning, their engineering, their advertising, basically their whole industry. Ford Motor Company just announced that they expect a $5.4 billion loss in 2023 alone, just in their EV market. But in the midst of the changeover, we find that not only do they have to change, but they have to create a new dynamic charging system that also doesn't otherwise exist. You see, everyone will have to have access to a charger, and not everyone will for decades. So auto manufacturers, they have to also sell you an additional item which will have to be installed in your home. But what if you're on a trip? Well, good luck there. 9 years, huh? Yeah, that clock's ticking. Okay, but let's say, though, that they inject enough government funds, a.k.a. tax dollars, and they mandate regulatory actions that they can actually enforce, and then the auto manufacturers actually make it to the goal of selling a majority of EVs, well, can our electrical grid sustain it? Because the power to charge all those EVs has to come from somewhere, and experts agree the current grid cannot sustain that much EV charging. And when you get down to it, the same government that is mandating the load increase on the electrical grid to reach its EV goals is also the same government that makes it take an average of 5 years to get a new power plant approved for construction, according to the New York Times. Savvy, well-run states like California have already begun dismantling their grids in favor of so-called sustainable solutions like wind and solar, which is why this past year they had to actually call for people to stop charging their EVs during a heat wave. California lawmakers are also considering whether they can actually, believe it or not, whether they can actually steal power back from charging EVs during peak use when their sustainable grid is overtaxed, meaning you think you're charging your vehicle overnight, then you find out later on that California Power and Light got into your house, so to speak, through the lines and sucked the power back out to help fund the grid. You can't make this stuff up. It's an idiocracy. But is it really going to hurt the economy? Is it causing a huge deal? Well, consider this. This past week, the United Auto Workers Union went on strike in a move that some say is going to cripple the auto industry and damage the overall U.S. economy with things like supply chain disruptions and others if it goes on too long. Well, the big three auto manufacturers are scrambling, trying to find a solution. But economists of all ideological backgrounds agree that a large part of what's driving the UAW strike is less about wages and benefits and better hours. The underlying problem is that the union knows that Biden's cacistocracy is pushing the Green New Deal, but the building of EVs takes fewer man hours, and it's causing the shutdown of traditional plants. Really? Yeah, UAW President Sean Fain, he said recently, "We will not let the EV industry be built on the backs of workers making poverty wages while CEOs line their pockets with government subsidies." So there it is. He's literally saying, the push for EVs is part of why we're on strike. Now, I'm not generally a fan of unions, but they may have just found a key to my heart. The auto workers are facing the loss of their jobs while tax dollars are lining the corporate bottom line, none of which is sustainable. But hey, who cares? Because in an idiocracy, it's really about what sounds good, not what works good. It's like, you know, watering the crops with a sports drink. Now, we can cap all this off with living proof of the least competent among us running that cacistocracy. Last week, Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, she thought it'd be awesome, to show the world how cool it would be to go all in on the EV push. Her department planned an ill-fated odyssey in which they planned a caravan via a gaggle of EVs from Wilmington, North Carolina to Memphis, Tennessee, a trip that most of us could make in a single day with a couple of refills and a cup of coffee. But her crew, they didn't count on some EV chargers along the way being broken or unavailable or in use by other drivers or just flat-out inadequate for their needs. They even tried to block an EV charger with a gas-powered vehicle to save it for Secretary Granholm, and an angry traveler called 911 to report them. The whole thing was like a Seinfeld episode. It was true cacistocracy. Listen, if folks want an EV, they will migrate towards them. But when the government pushes a mandate and demands a revision of an entire industry and damages the economy in doing so, my friends, we might as well be watering our crops with a sugary sports drink because we are in an idiocracy run by a cacistocracy. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, yeah, that movie, Idiocracy, I'm not even sure if I sat through the whole thing, to be honest with you. But it makes a great point. The guy was considered brilliant because he just figured out that the corporations were sucking down the bottom line. All the tax dollars were going for something that no one needed and it wasn't working and it was ruining the economy. And so he just said, do this, and it worked. Well, how about this? EV mandates, stop. If you want EVs, make them. Make the market support them. But you mandating that the next 9 years, which is going to be gone in a flash, there we're going to be EV majority, it ain't going to happen. In the meantime, you're crippling the economy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Idiocracy and Cacistocracy. We'll be right back.